This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Who would you rather pay, though, Pat or Pat. You'd rather pay Pat than Bob?
I'll take Bob.
How old is Pat, though?
He's got to be at least 80.
Yeah, I think he's
got to be Pacino 70s. Age, I'm sure.
Mid-70s.
Well, he's about to have a baby then. Pat Riley, 79 years old.
Get in here, old man.
Nah, I don't think I'm doing that.
I'll give Bob 4 years, $60
million. I mean, Pat's getting to the age where he could become our president, but he I don't know if he's going to run the Kings. I don't know.
Now I'm biased too, though, because Pat, I love Pat.
Would you demand Bob gets a microphone? He has to be Mark Jones's analyst.
No, definitely be the
basketball ops guy.
Definitely do that. Do a weekly with us. Do a weekly with us. No. That's my boy Bob on the
mic. Do a weekly with you. It's Bob and KC here on ESPN 1320.
D-Lo would do like DJ Envy.
D-Lo disappears. D-Lo disappears every Wednesday at 2:00.
That's what Gary Radnage used to do that when him and Larry Kruger had a show, and Kruger would either bring on a gambling or a fantasy guy, and Gary would do it.
Well, remember
Gary would be gone.
Remember the first time Chris Webber did 1140?
No, after who was gone?
Napier.
Oh, he only did it with Doug.
No, he did it with Doug. He was like, I think they were at the golf tournament, but I'm not sure. He's like, I'll do it. But I'll do the show with Doug. And Napier got his happy ass up and left, and Chris and Doug did the show together.
That's how it'd be if Bob Myers was on here.
Me Bob and Bob. Bob and KC. We changed the imaging and everything.
It wouldn't even be an announcement. People would just catch on that, because there wasn't no announcement with Radnage and them. Mm-hmm. It was just, hey, Gary's never says anything. Is he even there? Yeah, D-Lo would be Rick Berry taking a shower during the interview. Oh. Rick Berry took a shower during the show. Bro, why would you take a shower during your radio show?
Yeah,
a shower is crazy.
Bro, they still all over this Twitter post about Fox, man.
Man, I mean,
I love y'all. I gotta mute this thread, man.
People can feel how they want to feel, I guess, but we try to be like, hey, man, it's good, man. Like he's where he's at. The Kings are here.
I mean, De'Aaron can feel how he want to feel, but dang,
yeah, a lot of people. It may be unfair. I understand, but a lot of people are looking at De'Aaron a little different with things that have happened. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were talking about the Castle situation, and that's where I say we got the context. We tried to clear up exact like the way De'Aaron said it happened.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense. I believe him 100%.
That's the tough part, though. We're not stronger than Twitter. Mm. Like that was the funny thing about that conversation. It was it reminded me of the true power of social media. Mm. We had spent 2 days talking about, I don't think this brother's the one. We had provided complete context as to why we feel the way we feel and why it felt like some of these puzzle pieces were starting to put together a picture.
Yeah.
But we didn't put it on Twitter.
Right.
And when it gets to Twitter, it hits differently. De'Aaron gave me his full explanation. We played the clip with its original, no context. Then we played it again with the context that De'Aaron gave us, and it sounded different.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Twitter, though. That clip was put. It's on Twitter. It spreads all over the place. And you can't slow down social media.
No.
As much as I think D'Lo and KC are doing good things, we're not stronger than Twitter, man.
Yeah. And then there's just a lot of people that, like they kind of want to be outraged, right? Like even if you tell them, even if you give them context, and De'Aaron, he was speaking to a lot of people, giving context away. It wasn't just us, you know, yeah, and
talking to everybody,
yeah, explaining like what happened and getting that message out there. And some people just want to be upset, you know, that they're upset that he's not here anymore, and they want to latch on to anything that allows them to continue to be upset.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate.
Tensions are high.
Mm-hmm.
People are frustrated, uncomfortable, angry, sad, mad, and they are lashing out.
Yeah.
Maybe De'Aaron's lashing out. Maybe he's frustrated, upset, angry, mad. I don't know.
De'Aaron got a game tonight, man. He need to work.
Yeah, he need to keep focusing on social media. That's what I need him to do. Don't focus on the game tonight. Focus on social media. Go out there, suck. And take a L. They got a tough team tonight.
It's yeah, put in the call to Brad. No, they got Boston today.
Yes,
they
that's what it
is. Yes, put in the call Indiana. To Brad Stevens. Don't worry. We got you guys.
Well, you said that the other night with Dallas.
I didn't put in the call that day. I forgot.
Come on, man. Wow. Come on, man.
I was busy that
Who
day.
Who plays Indiana? Somebody plays Indiana tonight. Because all 30 teams are in action tonight.
Yeah, everybody plays tonight.
Indiana's quietly the fourth seed in the East.
They are quietly.
Despite Tyrese not really being that great this year.
Yeah, they've turned their season around a little bit. Took an L last night.
Wow, fourth.
Yeah, I was shocked. I was going to write something about them being disappointed, but yeah, they're fourth.
They turned their season around. They turned their season around. It kind of, I think it helped a little bit, and this is no fault of their own, but Orlando dealing with some of the issues that they dealt with, that kind of helped out. Milwaukee is leveled out. I guess you can't say they cooled off, but they've leveled out a little bit. Did you see who's in the top six?
I saw that yesterday too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Detroit Pistons. Sixth seed.
They might stay there too.
They might.
Detroit beat Chicago last night by 1,000.
Beat their ass. It was 71-29 at the end of the first half.
Bro, come on, man.
I when I saw the score, I yelled, and Crystal was like, "Wait, what happened? What happened? What happened?" I was like, "Detroit's just beating their ass right now. Like that's how bad it was."
Just destroyed.
And Crystal was like, "So we're yelling about Detroit Piston game now?"
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, no.
That's what we're doing.
I need to reel it in.
We're yelling about Detroit Pistons games. All right, pal.
Yeah, they're a game behind. Milwaukee 2 games behind Indiana.
Mm.
That's a great story.
It is.
That is a great story because Detroit was laughed at
and that's
in a major way.
JB?
Yeah. Yeah, Bickerstaff doing a great job with that team. They lost Jaden Ivey, who was playing really well.
Yep.
And Malik Beasley. Malik Beasley, that's a guy that I would have liked here in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
He's not this great ball player, but I just remember him when the Jazz, I remember 2 years ago or whenever when they started off really hot, he was like making big shot after big shot, and that I always remembered that. And when he was I don't know if he was a free agent or a trade, but I was like, man, I'd like to see him here. I don't know how real it ever got, but yeah, he's in Detroit, and he's made some big shots. He's added to that culture. And they're playing really good, man. Really good.
Yeah, that's pretty fire. Mm-hmm. Them being in six is pretty dope. Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them.
Orlando's all the way down to ninth now. They're three games.
Orlando might be having one of the weirdest seasons in NBA, recent NBA memory. Like, they lost all of their big guns, survived, got their biggest gun back, and now they're still dealing with some injuries. But now they're like far worse.
Their three best players haven't played together, I would guess, since October. Because they got Paolo back, they got Franz back, but Jalen Suggs has been out for a while. So those three haven't played together. It's maybe early November, but it's been a minute. That sucks. Jalen Suggs is a big part of what they do. I don't want to say he's Paolo, but he anchors their defense. He's a leader. He's a true point guard, and I think the perimeter is really hurting without him out there. But yeah, they're down to nine. They won't fall out, but yeah, they're at nine. Philly is a game and a half out of 10.
It's over. Their game yesterday was just
tough.
It's just, you finish watching, it's like, yeah, this is done. It's
that
over.
Was tough.
Blow it up.
Yesterday
done,
was brutal.
Done is like, they might make the play-in, but this is nothing.
Done is, you might need to start thinking about what's going on with your franchise.
Yeah.
Trading like, Paul George had 12 points yesterday. Like, all of this smoke for Joe, and like, Paul George has not been.
Paul looks like just another guy out there.
He does.
He doesn't look like Paul George we've seen before. Like, he just looks like just another player out there. Tyrese Maxey, honestly, just doing carrying, though.
Yeah.
Tyrese out there just trying to live.
He's just trying to make it, man. He really is. They've got some real, we were talking about it, but they got some real decisions they got to make in this offseason.
Yep.
And
did they hold on to Joel too late?
You tell me.
I mean, we all agreed after game six it was over, but I think you had it a year early. I'll give you that. You had it a year early.
Yeah, the killer is they signed him to that extension.
Yeah. Now, you've been on the Joel thing for a while. But I'm not, like, they're not really.
Hey, you can't play.
What do you get for Joel Embiid at this point?
I don't think you do.
Who takes that?
Got an amnesty? They still got one of them?
The Allen Houston joint.
They still got the amnesty because, Lord.
I don't know who makes a deal for Joel Embiid.
I don't know. I have no idea. Because you have to want him. And I don't know who does that. Two, you've got to match that money, which means you have to have at least one terrible contract on your books that you can move.
I just got one.
Okay.
Draymond and Kuminga.
If you're not convinced on paying Kuminga.
Draymond and Kuminga.
Yeah.
To work Philly.
Yeah.
For Joel. You line him up with Jimmy because that's his boy.
I refuse to do it. Someone open the stupid website.
Trade machine?
That works.
I'm on it.
I'm not doing it. But you guys see if it works.
You get him with his boy.
Trade machine is good if you put the power in the right person's hands.
That's a good point.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I like the trade.
It's really just a calculator. That's all it should be used for, is a calculator. Just, does this match? That's all
Draymond's
we need.
Draymond's at $24 million. Kuminga, it's a little, I don't know if it'll work on here because he hasn't signed the extension. So you would need to sign him to an extension to get it to work. JoJo makes $51
million. Oh, man.
So it doesn't work as is because Kuminga's on $7 million contract.
Yeah.
But if, I don't know how that works. If you can sign him to $25 million a year this summer, mm-hmm. and then ship him, maybe it works that way. Is that legal? I don't know, but. Mm.
And then does this Philadelphia do it with the idea that Draymond retires?
Draymond got 2 more years left on his deal after this year.
You think he plays both?
Well, did you hear what he said on his pod?
Tell me when we get back. Stilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Let's get this clip. You're talking about Draymond Green and his podcast, and here's Draymond Green and his podcast. What do you have to say about his Warriors? Hey, dummy, why don't you unmute it? That'd be great. Welcome to your first day of radio, pal.
Baron Davis cut his hair.
He did.
Like, we got Jimmy Butler. Like, this is no small deal. It's Jimmy Butler. Steph, he looked like he got belief. After the trade, he looked at me and he said, man, it's crazy because it just dawned on me that, like, this is it.
Yeah.
Like, this is...
This is the last run.
Last run. Like, and I said, yep. Let's do it.
Let's ride to the wheels fall off.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go.
It was an emotional moment. You know, people get caught up in all the stuff that was going on in the Miami last podcast. Remember I had said, I just don't want Jimmy to end up in the spot where they use that against him. The reason I said that is because it's a guy that I respect as a winner.
Yeah.
I've been victim of people trying to take a winner and tear him down through all these false narratives. And so I've been a victim of that. And as you see.
Enough.
Okay.
Cap, all of it. All of it.
All right.
Emotional moment, all of it.
Bro. Bro, okay.
That is dude trying to compare himself to Jimmy Butler.
No, let's
okay, he can relate to that, Casey. He's been through it.
Let's do this. Let's see here. Because, he'd been a victim. That's just terrible. People tearing him down.
Steph looked at him and said, this is it.
Yeah, this
is the last dance. It was an emotional moment. He cried, I cried, I cried, yeah. We all cried.
Yeah.
In actuality, Steph looked at him like, you're still here?
Yeah. I really.
You're supposed to be in Phoenix?
I was really hoping they would get rid of you in this process. Let's take a look at this real quick. Let's remind you, Draymond Green has been a victim of false narratives. So let's take a look at a 60-second mixtape of false narratives that begins with him punching his teammate. Then there's the stomp on Domantas Sabonis in front of Adam Silver, and then he leaps off of him. Oh, there he is, kicking Steven Adams in the groin. Yep, no problem there. Oh, he shoves.
Why?
Well, there's a body slam. Yep, there we go.
Just yanks Kawhi out of the
ground.
Oh, the elbow to Shump.
Yep. Pulled down by
the jersey. Person out of the
false
air.
Narratives. These are all false narratives here as he trips up and tangles with Anthony Davis. Yep. Kicks somebody right.
His ass right there.
What?
This man, a flying knee to the chest, tackles LeBron midfield, throws LeBron to the ground again.
Look at this crazy moment.
Bro,
this was a classic.
No, he's a victim. He's a victim. Well, he's not wrong with this one. There's the chokehold on Rudy Gobert.
The one he did to the Celtics. What's that called? Is that the sunset flip?
Flip. Yeah, that's a good call. Oh, and there he is. He punches Yusuf Nurkic in the face. So, again, he's a victim.
Also threatened a referee not to get in his face.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because we know what happens when you walk into people's faces.
That's a good one. The referee one was a good one.
Oh, man. Yo, this dude's crazy. Not to mention, as a basketball player, compared himself to Jimmy Butler. All right. Jimmy has led teams to finals multiple times. But you can relate. All right, bro.
Draymond just really believes it, too, now at this point. Like, he's going full-fledged this year.
He has read too many Marcus Thompson articles, man. He really believes his own hype. He thinks he is that dude. Because they told that man he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. That's a funny dude, though, man. That's a funny guy.
And I know what that's like. I know what it's like when they try to tear you down.
Yeah, well. Draymond can speak to it. He can speak to it. That's crazy. So we don't think that moment happened at all. But the premise.
I'm sorry. I forgot about the whole last ride thing when he started talking about being a victim. I completely
honestly
forgot what we were playing the clip for when he started talking about being a victim.
They were probably in the team cafeteria and Steph's like, damn, we traded for Jimmy. That's crazy. And then Draymond probably looked at him like, yeah, this is the last ride, Steph. And then Steph's like, all right, whatever. Yeah. It was emotional for one person.
That story's going to grow. Now he's going to be like him and Steph were in his man cave crying. Then Steve Kerr pulled up. He was crying too.
So Steph hit him with the, yeah, that's crazy, bruh. Mm. Not interested at all.
It's crazy.
Just respond just to what he do, whatever. That, yeah. Now, here's the thing.
Last ride. Yeah, we'd have a shot at winning if you weren't here.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Is it a last dance situation with Jimmy there now? Meaning, do they have an opportunity to win a title?
I don't think they do, but I guess, realistically, no, they're not going to get out of the Western Conference, but they're chances were better today, are better today than they were before the trade.
Yeah, I don't think they're a conference contender, but I think they could get to the playoffs. I think they could win a playoff series.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they got to the second round, even the third, like the Western Conference.
I feel like they're better.
Got their way, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they're better than they were 2 weeks ago or a week ago, whenever the day was.
I want to be fair to them and say I haven't seen them play yet. So I want to see when they play. I want to see what that looks like on the court with Jimmy. One of my concerns is the shooting. You know, they've got Steph, obviously, but being able to spread the floor and being able to deal with somebody in the paint. You know, those are two things that concern me with this group. Like you take on a Nuggets team, or you take on even a Rockets team. Well, I guess you can't really say that with the Lakers now, because they got Alex Lynn, you know, and everybody breaking news. Alex Lynn, nobody cared about, but now, oh, hey, let's step into this. Tell me what you think, Alex Lynn. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. But the Lakers got him now.
You're talking about Ken Anthony. Ken Anthony was asking about Alex Lynn
yesterday. Well, no, NBA Today, ESPN.
It's like, he's a good pickup, right? This is good for us, yeah. I'm like, sure. It is.
Shams, when he first got waived, put out a tweet. Yeah, he got cut. Now he's going to go to the Pacers, all in one tweet. And then now he's getting a breaking news graphic because he's going to the Lakers.
TNT, the post game was trying to break down, what does this do for the Lakers? All right, man.
It might do something as long as Mike Brown's not the coach.
You're talking to a guy who likes Alex Lynn. I like Alex. You're talking to a guy that likes Alex Lynn.
50 courts.
But we gotta break that down. We have to have 5 minutes on.
Yes.
You know, what does this do for the Lakers?
He's a Laker.
All right.
That's how it works, buddy. What's this, your first day covering the league?
But with the Warriors, like I think they will struggle with size and spacing the floor. And it's going to be tough in the playoffs. Well, I don't think they can shake it in the playoffs. Like, if they get there, mm-hmm. you're going to be going up against OKC.
Yeah.
You're going to be going up against Denver.
Yeah.
I think Memphis will give them problems.
Yeah.
Because
we're talking 6, 7, or 8.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the.
They probably have because Kuminga's not back.
Not yet.
So you probably have all right, we're going through this period right here with Jimmy. We're probably going to have to go through another period when Jonathan Kuminga comes back, because he's a part of what we do.
And the closing five to me would be, you might go. It depends on what you want to do with Jimmy. Let's just say you keep him at small forward. You'll be going Steph, Buddy, Jimmy, Kuminga, Draymond. Jason was talking about, that's a small group.
Yeah.
That's a small group to think you're going to win a playoff series. Or if you go Jimmy to the two, you know, they like that guy post. So maybe you have him at the five, Draymond at the four, Kuminga three.
How do you get Draymond out of there?
Well, so we've been trying.
You have to convince him it's his idea?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I, for the betterment of the team, I took myself out in the last 3 minutes.
Hey, Draymond, what's up, buddy? Wouldn't it be pretty neat if you helped out the team by doing this?
Yeah, Steve Kerr will go up there and dance for him. Yeah, what a professional. He came to me and he said, you know what would be really smart is – if you took me out of the game and didn't play me again.
So, yeah, you got...
Draymond, you're a genius.
You got those guys there. And if you go with that second lineup, shooting is tough. Shooting is tough. You got Steph, but I just trap him and make everybody else shoot. That's what the Kings do when they play him, or what they've done the last couple times.
Okay.
But they,
we'll see.
They, Jimmy Butler, a good ball player, so they got better. They got better. Is it enough? Is the question I think people would ask.
27-26 right now, same record as the Sacramento Kings. In fact, the Mavericks, Kings, and Warriors all sitting at 26 losses right now. Kings, Pelicans tonight. It's an important one for Sacramento because the Mavericks and the Warriors are playing each other. Mm. Good news, bad news there. Someone's going to win. But someone's going to lose. So you got to take care of business. You have two opportunities over the next 2 nights to play a bad basketball team headed into the All-Star break. You've done your travel. You're already there. You've got 2 games to play. No one has to go to San Francisco. You could just go home when it's over, or go wherever you're going on vacation. Do whatever you're doing. And you need to beat the Pelicans. Like, I don't like doing this. I don't like doing the record. You need to beat the Pelicans. And the fact that the Mavericks and the Warriors are playing each other tonight, you really need to get this one. Because, again, someone's going to win this game. Someone's going to lose, but someone's going to win. And you want to make sure that you're, whether it's Dallas or Golden State, you want to make sure that you remain on par with whatever they're doing.
Yeah. This is a golden opportunity for them to go into the All-Star break with a level of momentum. They need to take advantage of it. Come on, man. It's right there for you. Need to take advantage of it. I know there were reports yesterday, our guy J.A. saying C.J. McCollum was questionable. I think Jay said today he's going to play, but now Zion is questionable. Those are the two guys that destroy you every time. If you can get one of them out of there, I know you got to deal with Alvarado. I know you got to deal with Trey Murphy. But, man, you're not going to get a better opportunity to win two games, like win a back-to-back, than what you have in these two games. You got to take advantage. Got to.
Take advantage, man. Take advantage. Golden State and Dallas play tonight. Milwaukee is in Minnesota. San Antonio is in Boston. Those are all teams that Kings fans want to keep an eye on. Minnesota sitting right now at 30-24 at the seventh spot. The Clippers are at 29-23, so there's still a couple of games, 2.5 games to be exact. Both of those teams are ahead of the Sacramento Kings right now. Again, a chance to go into the All-Star break with, I think, a four-game winning streak. Yeah, I think they've won two in a row, right? Yeah. So you have a chance to go into the break on a four-game winning streak.
Three games over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I think is the highest you've been all year. I think when they beat the Warriors last time, which seemed to be when the season peaked, they were 23-20, if I remember correctly. So you can match the season, best win percentage, and then I don't even know what their schedule looks like coming out of the All-Star break. I know there's a Warriors game in there somewhere.
You got a couple that you might be able to do some work. You got the Warriors.
I know the Warriors is a Friday night at the Golden One Center, no?
It is. That's the first game back.
Oh, it is. Yeah. First
game back. And then I think you got Charlotte on Monday.
Yep. Utah.
Charlotte and Utah. Those are the two that I was thinking. Then you got Houston on that Saturday. Yep. So Houston, Denver.
I got you. I got it right in front of me. So you got Golden State at home, Charlotte at home. Then you hit the road for Utah, Houston, Dallas.
Dallas.
Yeah. Then Denver. And then it's Friday, March 7th.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, so this was one of the things we were talking about.
For those that missed that, that's San Antonio.
On a handoff.
At home.
Is, the insiders, James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, they were like, I don't, like, yeah, you were able to beat Dallas in a game where DeMar scored 42, or you were able to beat New Orleans, but that's not going to get it done against those better teams. And I agree with that premise. And I also agree that they need to play better. But, the way they played in those two games, you can beat Dallas again like that. You can, like, the teams that you can't beat like that, they're not as many as we think. They're like six teams in the league. Like, that you have to have your A game with.
Yeah.
I think they're a really good team. But can you beat Houston with your B game?
Mm.
Can you? I think you could beat Denver with your B game. At Denver's a little different. Mm-hmm. At home, I'd feel a little more confident. But you don't have to play your best game. They didn't play their best game against Minnesota a week ago and were able to pull that one out in Minnesota. So
they played pretty damn good in that game.
They played tough. But, it was. I think they could have played better.
Okay.
But they blocked out noise. They were able to play. So playing your A game, to beat those top teams, that's what you want to do, and that's what you're always striving to do for sure. But a game, I don't even think they turned the ball over a lot on Monday. I didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
They turned the ball over way too much.
21-36. 21 turnovers, 36 points.
Outside of that, which is a big issue, I don't think they played bad on Monday. Like, I thought the Mavericks played tough. I thought they matched up with them. I don't think the Kings played bad, so to speak.
Mm.
They just they were able to gut it out. Like against Portland, I don't think they played terrible against Portland. You know, I thought they played terrible against Orlando. Maybe my definition of like playing bad and playing terrible might be a little different. But mm-hmm. against Orlando, that they were awful. They were awful. Mm-hmm. They did not play well.
Mm-hmm.
Portland was an NBA game against a team that's playing really well. It was close down the stretch. They made a couple more shots.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I looked at that game. And against Dallas, it was the same thing. You ended up making a couple more shots. So the premise was, I agree, like, I want to see them play better. But if they played the games they played against Portland, against Dallas, so to speak, and Minnesota, which wasn't their A game, I think they can beat a good number of teams in this league.
Well, I think the name of the game is right now is just winning.
Just win.
I mean, they don't. This isn't the BCS.
That's what I. But their premise, their thought was, it's not sustainable. Like, that's going to catch up with the way they're playing.
Who's their?
The insiders.
It's not
sustainable. Like, you can't play like that.
I got you.
And win enough games in a regular season. I think you can. Because you're not going to play those teams that you just have no chance of beating 30 times.
Well, but yeah, I don't know. I just sit on the fence here. Like, the DeRozan, the Dallas game, that's a 50-50 game, no?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
I think that maybe I'm not trying to speak for James. Maybe that's their idea of not sustainable, is if you're playing a bunch of 50-50 games, you need to beat the odds and win more than half of them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and that's fair. And even games like that, that's going to happen.
Which they're doing now, by the way. Those close games they're winning now. When, I think Jason Ross had the tweet after Monday's game. Seven in a row?
Yeah, seven
after
straight.
After being 3-11?
Mm-hmm. Won seven straight in those scenarios.
In games that are, I think, 5 and under or something like that.
I think they, I definitely think there's a ceiling that they haven't reached. They haven't maxed out.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to have games like that. Like, the games that are looked at as not sustainable, like, it's going to happen. You're going to play those close games. They played well in that 7-game winning streak, but they played some games that weren't perfect, and they found a way to win. Philly wasn't perfect. That game at home against Philly wasn't perfect. They found a way to win. The game before that against Dallas wasn't perfect. They found a way to win. They were able to parlay that into 7 straight wins. So sometimes, like you just kind of mentioned, just get the wins. And you'll worry about improving and shoring some things up as you go along. And they played the Miami game.
Mm-hmm.
They were down 15 or something mm-hmm. in the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. found a way to win. I think that's what you try to do right now at this time, and you try to work on it and get better as time goes along. That also breeds confidence when you're able to win those type of games.
But that's really the thing is, are they getting better in those games? Now, the tough part is, you know, you go back to the Miami game, that feels like kind of like a different, you know, we talked about how there might be like three different eras, three different versions of this year's Kings. Mm-hmm. You have the Mike Brown version that started the season. You have the Doug Christie version that was, you know, rejuvenated and excited. And now maybe you have the post De'Aaron Fox version.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, can I take that Dallas game and equate it to the Miami game? You know, because De'Aaron's not here anymore. Like, do I have to look? Can I take anything that with this Doug Christie-led version and take it back to the Mike Brown-led version? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's. I feel like we're in this constant state of trying to figure out, okay, what's real? And I think we can wipe all of the Mike Brown stuff out at this point. Like, mm-hmm. that's, you know, the Doug's got this team playing a certain way. Like, all right, we can go with that. So let's. Let's get that Mike Brown stuff, because now not only are we minus Mike Brown, we're minus Mike Brown and De'Aaron Fox mm-hmm. and Alex Lynn, because he's a Laker now.
Damn.
Get full coverage on SportsCenter at 3:00. And it's like, all right, okay, how does you know, that Dallas game measure versus the Miami game, or how does DeMar's performance in the fourth quarter measure against the De'Aaron Fox performance in the fourth quarter? And I think one of my favorite things that happened on Monday was that DeMar had the fourth, but Malik had the overtime. DeMar played really well in overtime as well, but Malik had that overtime, 8 straight points to start that. It was like, okay, all right, we got guys out there. We got guys out there. And it's just this constant state of trying to figure out, okay, who exactly is this group? You know what I mean? You try to evaluate them. It's like, oh, okay, we got a new coach. And then you try to evaluate them. It's like, we still got a new coach, but now De'Aaron's gone. And now we're trying to integrate Zach LaVine. And not just Zach LaVine, but Jonas Valanciunas, a guy who we wanted here forever. And then we got, you know, Jake LaRavia Mania running wild, brother. And it's like, okay, that's a player like we wanted. How does this all work? And I told you, you know, down 8, you know, 10, 11, whatever it was, I don't know. Like, I don't know that I can see it. And then they, you know, they close out the game and wind up playing really well. And going back to the Pelicans where they're up, double digits, down, double digits, up, double digits, down, double digits. Like, I don't know what to – these last two games, you talk about, oh, you can win games like that. I don't even know what to make of them. I have no idea what to make of those two games.
I think this team is that 14-8 type team that they are under Doug Christie. That's who they are. I think at the end of the season, and I don't know what the overall record will be, but at the end of the season – there'll be a team that under Doug Christie was 5, 6, 7 games over 500. I think that's who they are. I think that I don't know where that'll put them win-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's who they are. One of the things that told me that was that win in Minnesota. That win in Minnesota spoke to me more than the Pelicans game, more than the Dallas game that people are focusing on right now because they're the last two games. But that win in Minnesota – well, I came in here the next day, and I gave him the label. I said, this team is tougher than a $2 steak.
Now, that damn $2 steak that Kenny gets in Vegas, man.
They are tough. And that's – people are looking for the identity of – that's, to me, that's their identity. It's a tough team. This is a tough team mentally, emotionally, and physically now with a guy like JV and some of the others. They are tough. That's who they are. They score. They're not, like, tough in the traditional sense of, like, they're going to lock you up, like the 0-4 Pistons or something like that. But they're just mentally tough is what I'm probably getting at more than anything. And when their back is against the wall, they're going to respond. And I think when it's all said and done, we look at the end of the year, we're going to look at their record under Doug Christie, and it's going to be that win percentage that is 14-8. I think that's like 636 or something like that. I think that's what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a team that was 6-7 games over 500 under Doug Christie.
Okay.
Write it on a post-it note, Jesse.
636?
Shout out Ernie.
Okay. Well, find a post-it here in the building. I don't know where. I don't even know if we have that stuff anymore now that Kim's not here.
By our orange printer. There's like a whole office supply set up.
By what?
The orange printer.
There's an orange printer?
It's called the orange printer when you select it.
Why would I print something?
I don't know, bro. I'm just telling you. What are you attacking me for?
I'm not attacking you. I think the only people who print anything around here are Kyle and Katie. Oh, Charlie does. Charlie prints.
Yeah, Charlie does.
We had to print that thing.
Are there
out
multiple?
That
is there like a
was.
Is there a purple printer?
Honestly, I think there is. It's because the color of the walls.
Well,
like the color of those walls over there, orange. Yeah. The more you know. Shout out Odyssey. See, you don't know where printers are. I don't know who people are here. It's just different.
You realize those aren't the same thing.
You can agree to disagree.
Do you know who Pamela is?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. Okay. I've seen you guys talk to her.
Do you know who Wesley is?
Yes, actually,
okay,
I do.
Look, he's Jesse smiling. He's like, I'm 2 for 2, baby. I'm 2 for 2. I'm cooking. All right, we'll come back at some point today. What day is today?
History coming up, or history happened yesterday.
Yeah, I was gonna say at some point I want to talk about Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, 30,000 points, man. But I feel like KD's living with like this weird, like legacy.
Mm.
We'll talk about that. James Hamm, final hour of the show. Steelo and KC. Oh, he's got Twitter up. I'm gonna pull up that Dak Prescott clip.
Okay.
Dak Prescott taking a beating for this. I understand why he's taking a beating. I also understand why he said what he said. all of that's ahead. We're thrilled that you're here with us. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line available for you if you want to talk. 916-909-1320. You can hit us on the stream as well. Twitch, YouTube, All of that good stuff. Stilo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Well, shout out to all the teachers.
Shout out to all the teachers. Much love to them. Some wild out there.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We'll get back to the Kings here shortly. Kevin Durant came the eighth player to surpass 30,000 yesterday. Did it in a loss, which is not the most for Sacramento Kings fans. Phoenix losing would just be terrific. Antonio losing as many games would be terrific. Golden State losing as many games as possible would just be euphoric. interesting enough, the Spurs and the Blazers same amount of wins. Both have 23. Blazers are 23-31. The San Antonio Spurs are 23-20. But both sitting at trends right now.
Blazers lost today to the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
They had 10
in a row after winning. Yeah,
they lost another one too.
Yeah,
they
the lost
weekend.
One. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Clyde has started.
Yeah, the Nuggets and the Timberwolves.
They woke up and said, "What the hell are we doing?
What's going on here, pal?" Better be careful though, because too late. They got more wins than the 10th seed Bulls.
Ooh.
Lost by 1,000 last night.
That was still crazy. 20 points in the first half.
Philadelphia is 20-3. Man, Brooklyn 19-34. Toronto 7-37. If you're Toronto, let's see 17.
Scotty Barnes came last night.
12-12-13.
You thinking they might try and make a push?
It's gonna might be too far out of like get bottom four. But, do you play this year?
Yeah.
He's healthy, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
See what's
I mean, it feels like, I mean, they're 3.5 games away from, but you would need Charlotte to, like, win some games. That's the closest team to you, just out of, like, the top four. So they're probably still going to wind up with a good draft pick. But if Philly and Brooklyn continue to slip, like, I don't know going anywhere this year, though. I mean, the play-in isn't completely out of reach, so I don't think you're going anywhere.
I was
going
to go the opposite way. I'd make a push towards the play-in.
They're 5 back.
You got the young boys right there. You got Scotty Barnes. You got Grady Dick. You got B.I. now. Like, see if you can see what you can do with some of these guys. Give them that type of experience. Give them that opportunity to play for something meaningful.
What was that call about Grady the other day?
I don't know, bro.
You played on your phone, so I didn't hear it.
Oh.
So why don't you say it?
No, I think KC played it on his phone.
Oh, it was KC who played it. Yeah. KC wouldn't say it.
Person who played it's got to repeat it.
I don't know.
I think, was it Atlanta that they were playing?
I don't
know.
Because I think the announcer apologized for it.
Did
it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it was Ryan Hollins.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Was that? Okay, so what? Well.
See,
man,
you can't apologize.
I don't even know how to search this in Twitter. Because if I search what he said, I don't know what's gonna pop up.
Honestly, you can look up Grady Dick on Twitter.
Okay,
put Raptors in there too. Just
yeah,
to
yeah.
the team he was playing, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Oh man, this is scary.
We're all mature here.
This is scary. All right.
Get it together, KC. No,
oh, man. It's crazy, though. It's crazy.
Let's see. No. All right, look. Okay. You know what? I'm not searching it. I can't.
What?
Because I'm afraid of what will happen.
Now. No, I'm looking right now. Come on, man. That's
what?
What? All right. Hey, whoa.
What is
the hell's going on over there?
It's a graphic.
That's crazy. No, that's crazy.
Yeah, that doesn't get repeated. Okay. I can't find it. I'm not searching
so
what he
what
said.
What was crazier, that one or somebody mentioned Fat Joe?
Nah, the announcer was crazier.
The announcer was crazy.
The announcer was crazy. Like, I know. Okay. I'll search on my personal computer and just see, like, if it pops up and then we got it. Okay, it's right there. It's the first one.
Geez,
oh, Lord. Okay, hold on. All right, so here's the call. All right, hang on once. Okay, God damn it. The search is different. Oh, come on, man.
Do you have, like, the account who tweeted it?
Man, forget it. Forget it. This is too much energy. Forget it,
well,
man.
You should be able to say Ryan Hollins.
I doubt there's much going on Twitter about Ryan Hollins besides that.
Yeah.
No offense, but
Oh man.
Here's the missing context. he got the full explanation. See, they cut the clip where it's like that's all that's said. Is just that singular phrase.
Well, his statement,
There it is.
Oh, this Brick Center account, by the way, is wild.
Oh, Hater, yeah Hater Central, all those. Central.
Either one, yeah. They.
Yeah, somebody got dick in the face, Craig. See if he's okay.
He said in the face what? Yes.
You got to be more aware when you're calling Raptors games. Come on, man. You know what I just realized too? You know what I just realized is really funny to me?
Yeah, somebody got dick in the face, Craig. See if he's okay.
You know, we'll see. What's really funny is I'm doing all of this searching for that clip, and it's Kyle's account. This isn't even my account. This is Kyle's. I forget when I'm logged in that Kyle's here before me. So Kyle's going to have all these weird. He's going to go into.
I'm like, what? Kyle, I didn't search this.
Yeah, Kyle's going to go into Twitter. His algorithm going to be way off. Because we're trying to find this clip.
Oh. Ryan Holland, sometimes you got to take your shot and you miss or you make it. He missed, I guess.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Wheezy right. Kyle getting a call from HR right now.
Poor Jen. Kyle, what is this?
Jen.
Man. Shout out, Jen.
Oh, man. Well, look, man. I don't know, man. What? Kevin Durant scored 30,000 points last night.
Well, shout out to KD. Him and Grady Dick both have complicated legacies in the league.
I'm with Casey Tucker here, man. Yeah, but you got to call him GD. You got to call him GD, bro.
Do we got to call him that or do we got to grow up? Yeah,
Grady. Call him Grady. No one, we're never growing up.
That's what I'm saying. It's on us.
What are we
it's
doing?
Our fault. Like, it's not Grady's fault. Like, Grady's
doing?
A normal name,
oh,
but like.
Man, Grady, GD, or whatever, man.
Just, oh, look at Grady. Oh, man. Grady got hit in the face. That's fine.
It's simple.
Fat Joe was a warning to everybody, and nobody took it. He was a warning to everybody. You just can't go flippantly saying that man's name like that.
Or you got to say his whole name. You got to say his whole name. Maybe just trying to call
what
him.
What are you doing?
Name.
What?
What are you doing?
I'm asking what
you said. What I look like, a new kid?
Do you have the clip?
I don't have the clip. We don't have that on the board.
So you can say it's his full name and it'll be fine.
No.
Casey, I'm just not, said so yeah, say it, Casey.
Grady Dick, that's the man's name.
No,
it
say
is the
you,
man's
I'm
name.
Doing that.
What's Fat Joe
what Fat Joe said.
No, he didn't say his whole name. That's what I'm saying.
Say what Fat Joe said, but say the full name.
Nah, y'all ain't gonna get me. Zabo just waiting to clip this. Y'all ain't gonna get me. I look stupid. Come on, man.
Oh, man.
So Kevin Durant scored 30,000.
Take two.
Two? Like, take seven. How did we even get to that clip about Grady Dick?
Well, we were trying to figure out if they were going to make the playoffs.
Oh, the Raptors. That's right. We were looking at standings. That's right.
And the crazy thing about it, too, it's a good ball player, too. He's a good ball player.
Oh, yeah. He's absolutely a good. Yeah, just call him Grady.
Grady Goo.
There's nothing wrong with that. His name's Grady.
Grady Goo. He lit the Kings up when they went to Toronto.
All right.
What'd you see?
No, I had a line right there that I thought would be funny, but I ain't going to say it because I'm not stupid. Oh, wow. Man, Kendrick's still buzzing after Sunday.
Yeah, this is...
Goodness gracious. Kendrick Lamar is the only artist of 2025 to have multiple songs receive 10 million plus streams in the same day on Spotify. Not Like Us, which is likely going to be the number one song in the country again, did 12.5. Luther did 10 million.
Woo.
Goodness gracious, man. Goodness gracious.
Still buzzing.
I bet ticket sales went crazy for the GNX tour as well. The KD, just absolute rarefied air. The greatest of the great scorers of all time. You know, Kevin Durant is now on that list. And it feels like KD has like a weird legacy to him. Like it's I don't know if complicated is the right word, but
he doesn't get thought of as a winner.
which is crazy.
No, yeah, it is.
He was the best player on a dynasty.
He was. I understand the optics, though. I do understand the optics.
So let's try to pinpoint this to a singular. This boils down to Kevin Durant joining the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
That's what this all boils down to. A man who just, again, did what only seven people in league history have done. His legacy is in, I mean, I'm using complicated. Is it tarnished because he went to play with the Golden State Warriors?
So I think, go ahead, Justin.
I was going to say, for me, it's not. Like, I think he's a top 10 player all time, but I don't think that's going to be the consensus once he retires. I think once he retires, like, yeah, he went in Golden State, but he didn't do it anywhere else.
That's the key. That's the key. I mean,
he went to the NBA Finals with a young Oklahoma City team.
He didn't win, though. He didn't win. I'm not using that against him. Like, okay. I like everybody else. Some people don't believe this, but I think he's a top 10 player of all time. He's on my list. I think I have him at 10. And he's one of the greatest to ever do it. But the reason why it gets so murky is because he didn't win a title elsewhere. If he were to win a title, it would quiet all that noise. We know, you know, it is debatable whether or not he was the best player on the team. I think he was. You think he was? But Steph Curry was still there.
Yeah, I'm not insinuating Steph is a scrub right. either. I'm saying, in fact, I'm trying to do the like KD was that good, like Steph. Is all time. Like, KD was that good at the time that he was there.
KD, the argument that I would use against that or talk about against that is KD was able to be a cheat code and go one-on-one because Steph Curry was there.
Okay.
And that's the gravity of stuff, all this other stuff. Like, if he's in it, I don't even know if Steph Curry was able to go one-on-one or not deal with traps because KD was there. Like, it felt like the way he was kind of guarded and stuff like that. They'd be like, we'll give KD one-on-one mid-range to go to work. We got to watch out for 30. You know what I mean? Like, we can't stop them both. And if we're going to try to stop one, we'll try and stop Steph because that seems a little bit more reasonable than trying to stop this 7-foot guy that can shoot over the top of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If he were to get another ring somewhere else, it would change all that. But we've never seen anything like that. We had never seen anything like that. A guy in his prime going to team up with the team that beat him. They win. And he's the best player on the team, or arguably the best player, whatever you want to say. But we hadn't seen that before. You know what I mean? And that sticks with him, I'd say, unfortunately, because he is one of the greatest we've ever seen.
If you look at his accolades and all that, and just without context, he's one of the 15 greatest players of all time.
Easily.
But easily. That Warrior stuff just soured everyone, I feel.
It didn't sour me, though. Like, I guess...
We're maybe, the minority with that.
Yeah, maybe I think differently about the Warriors, because I think everyone believes the Warriors would have just kept winning titles. I don't. I don't think the Warriors keep winning titles if Kevin Durant's there. I don't think they have 4 NBA championships if Kevin Durant's not there. They obviously have 2. Do they have 3? Maybe. Do they have 4? I don't think so.
It's debatable, but the moment he stepped in there, it was over for everyone else.
That's absolutely what it felt like. That is 100% what it felt like.
The killer.
Which I think people resent.
No, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, true. True.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.